great future. We're talking real money.
This is a test of the Talking Real Money Emergency Market Update System. Had this been an actual emergency, well, you'd have to live with it. Okay, we're almost there. I know. Don't watch it. I'm telling you, don't watch it. Hi, everybody. I'm Don McDonald from Talking Real Money on this edition of Talking Real Money Quick. And another special edition because of the stupid stock market. It does this. This is what it does. We are facing, quite possibly, our first honest-to-goodness bear market since 2008. What does that mean? Well, if your portfolio isn't properly built, it means you better get busy and build it the way it needs to be built because bear markets happen. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk a little bit about where we are as of Thursday, the 20th of December, 2018. Markets have just closed when I started doing this, and I've crunched a few numbers for your edification. As of today, the Standard & Poor's Total Market Index, which is so much better at telling you what the U.S. stock market is doing than the Dow or even the Standard & Poor's 500, the S&P Total Market Index is about 17% off its high for the year. A bear market is a 20% decline from the high for the year. So we are within spitting distance of a bear market. If this continues, and I have no idea whether it will or not, then we could be in one before the year is done. That is totally normal. Let me say that again. This is totally normal. We expect this to happen relatively often. Historically, we have bear markets 25% of the time. About 25% of the years, I should say, since we've been keeping good records, have resulted in a 20% decline for the stock market. This could be the first one of those since 2008, which basically says we've been overdue. The market has done exceptionally well since its recovery from the worst bear market in history in 2008. Remarkably well. Yes, as of right now, a U.S. equity portfolio is down about 17% from its high for the year. Now, it's not the loss for the year because it's far, far, far lower than that. As a matter of fact, the one-year loss for the S&P Total Market Index is about 9%. The year-to-date loss for the S&P 500 is just under 9%. This week has accounted for a sizable percentage of that. It's down 8.7% for the year, and this past week it's down 7% the past 5 days. So this has been a terrible, 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 awful week. And the market is doing what it does, and it's unpredictable. And I know somewhere in the back of your head, you said to yourself, I knew this was coming. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. So stop it. Yeah, what's going to happen tomorrow?
Oh, I bet it's going to go down some more.
What if it doesn't? Back in 2009, beginning of 2009, after we'd had that 50% decline in equity prices, everybody kept saying it's just going to get worse from here. It's just going to get worse. Until the day came when it didn't, and nobody predicted that day in winter of 2009 when it recovered and really basically didn't stop going up until now. Although, as I've mentioned before, we had an 11% decline in 2011, and we had an 11% decline in 2015, and those have been quickly forgotten. Bear markets are forgotten because bull markets outnumber them or have outnumbered them, we can only speak in the past tense, by a sizable percentage. You need to build a portfolio that takes these kinds of markets into account. That is the only way you can deal with them. If you haven't done it to date, It's time to get it done. Either do it on your own with some great funds at Vanguard, build a portfolio based on your risk tolerance, go to talkingrealmoney.com and take our free no-obligation risk quiz, and then do it that way if you absolutely know that markets like this won't have you second-guessing. Now, I've answered a surprisingly large number of emails this past week from people who are second-guessing, who claimed they understood the risks of the market and were willing to ride them down, and yet panicked when it actually did so. Let me put it to you this way. If you can't accept, if you are uncomfortable with the level of decline you've experienced so far in your portfolio this year, your portfolio is not properly diversified for your risk tolerance, period. Get it right. That's the only way to do this. Quit looking for someone who knows the future. None of them do. I look at these numbers every day, which I hate doing, but now that I report on them, I have to. And in the process, I end up reading a lot of articles by people who are predicting the market. I have read so many conflicting opinions from all of these self-proclaimed experts that it would make your head spin. How do you choose who to believe? And why would you choose to believe them when you know, as a thinking person? If you're not a thinking person, then do whatever you want, suffer the consequences. But as a thinking person, you know there is absolutely no way that anyone can accurately and consistently predict the future. You know that when somebody predicts the future and gets it right, it is far more likely that they just got lucky than actually knew what was coming. So I want to implore you once again, please build a portfolio based on your risk aversion and then factor in your need. Do you need to take as much risk as you've been taking with your portfolio? Do you need as much in equities as you have right now? And before we go, let's talk about the global markets for a minute. The total U.S. market is down for the year about 9%. The international markets have fared worse this past year, particularly in the emerging market sectors. And in Asia, the all-country world index, which is all the countries in the world, all the stocks in the world, basically, that are publicly traded, which is all the stocks in the world that are publicly traded, has returned about a negative, has lost about 12% for the year. So about 3 percentage points worse. Now, remember, that global portfolio would have saved you back in the 2000 to 2010 period when the S&P 500 returned negative numbers for the full decade. That whole period, the S&P lost you money. Those international stocks would have saved you then. So, yes, the international stocks have hurt you a little more during this international bear market. That is also normal. But bear in mind, you shouldn't, in most cases, have 100% of your money in the stock market. So that 11, almost 12% loss for the year in that global portfolio, if you had that in a portfolio that was 60% stocks and 40% bonds, your loss for the year would only be about 6.5%. And if that's not a tolerable loss for you, then you're probably not someone who should have much of anything in stocks. Probably shouldn't be more than 10 or 20% in the equity market, because a 6.6% loss is minor in the grand scheme of things. As a matter of fact, a 60-40 portfolio's worst year in history was a loss of about 30%, almost a third of your portfolio. So this is nothing by comparison. So the moral of the story is, if you're properly diversified, you're diversified for your risk tolerance, then you just sit tight. Unless you think the world is coming to an end, and if you believe that, then you really ought to invest in a lot of food and guns. If you don't have a properly diversified portfolio, if your portfolio is far more volatile than you are comfortable, then get it right. Go take our risk quiz at talkingrealmoney.com, and you might even want to sit down, even if you never become a Vestry client. We'll talk to you. We won't help you for life, like we would if you were a client, but we'll talk to you. You just go to TalkingRealMoney.com and you can set up an appointment online. So you got to get this straight, and this is the time to do it. When you're scared, you won't get it right when you're not scared, because during the times when it feels good, you stay stupidly invested because it doesn't hurt. It's times of pain that cause us to do things to alleviate that pain in the future. Please keep listening to the podcast, and thanks so much for listening. I'm Don McDonald.
Tom and Don are talking real money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?